Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Question, New or Old?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Then they said to him, John's disciples, like the disciples of the Pharisees, frequently fast and pray, but your disciples eat and drink. Jesus said to them, You cannot make wedding attendants fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. Otherwise, not only will one tear the new garment, but the piece from the new will not match the old garment. Similarly, no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and will spill out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new wine, but says, The old is good. In the parable of the old wineskins and new wine, commentators might offer an explanation. In speaking of the New Testament, Jesus being in a new place, apart from the old law, can sort of show us what he was trying to convey. Is Jesus challenging the disciples to move on to the new law since he was with them? When I think of the old law with its myriad of details and rules, I am grateful that Jesus' way was clearer. That is, love God and love your neighbor. When we compare this new way of living to the countless detailed rules of the Old Testament way, it is rather refreshing to hear of Jesus' way and to try to live it. More than one area of our lives, it seems, reflects this new versus old concept. Education, for example, is one example of how what was done in the old school no longer fits into the new, like numbers of students in a classroom, types of materials and equipment, opportunities for expansion and curriculum changes. The list goes on. And I dare say that those who try to put the new wine into the old wineskins of education have probably chosen a new career. However, we need to remember that some of the old way definitely was worth hanging on to, but not everything. Someday, let's talk about that one some more. For now, we disciples move on in the Dominican way to be present to the needs of the moment and to do the best we can as followers of Christ. Dominic would have had us do that. So pick up the new wineskins and pour your energy, love, decisions, choices, and excitement as new wine into that new container. And surely it will hold all of it.